trans migrant charged with raping 14-year-old boy in Manhattan. By Sean Moran on February 15, 2025. A migrant transgender woman wanted by immigration officials allegedly stalked and then raped a teenage boy in Manhattan Tuesday. Nicole Suarez reportedly followed the teenager into the bathroom of a bodega near the Thomas Jefferson Park in East Harlem and attacked him, according to the New York Post. After the incident, the teenager left the bathroom and alerted witnesses, who then called the police. Suarez is 30 years old and from Colombia. The accused criminal was arrested the next day and charged with first-degree rape. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) had a detainer on Suarez, who is wanted in both New Jersey and Manhattan, although the charges in those states were not immediately clear. A source told the Post that the case reveals why New York City should end its sanctuary city status for dangerous criminals. It just goes to show that Donald Trump and borders are Tom Homan are correct that you need to get the violent people out of New York City, and Eric Adams, Letitia James and Kathy Hochul should all cooperate because this person has a nice detainer, the source explained. ICE could just pick this person up and deport them back. But due to our sanctuary laws we can't do anything, the source continued. Prosecutors asked for a $500,000 bail and $1.5 million bond for Suarez, a law enforcement source remarked. Judge Elizabeth Shamas, who became a judge after she was elected on the Democrat ticket, lowered the bail to $100,000 or $250,000 bond, according to online court records. I feel really bad for the kid that has to go through this because his life will never be the same. We worry about the migrants, but what about the victim? This is a true victim, the source said. This rapist should be deported so he can't do that to any other innocent young boy, Lindsay Gonzalez said. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.